This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Now that John Kerry has won 12 of the 14 Democratic presidential contests held so far, the obvious question for every other Democrat in the race is how long to remain a candidate. A few of the major candidates, Dick Gephardt, Joe Lieberman, and Wesley Clark, already have bowed out. But John Edwards and Howard Dean, along with Dennis Kucinich and Al Sharpton, have decided to fight on. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on the complicated set of considerations for candidates who have failed to show any obvious momentum.
There are no hard and fast rules that help candidates decide when to stay in and when to get out. Even after Tuesday night, faced with two losses on his own southern turf, John Edwards said he wasn't leaving the race and was feeling no pressure to do so. And even though Edwards has only won one primary, his native state of South Carolina, spokesman Jennifer Palmieri says he'll stay in through the next big round of primaries on March 2nd.
This is a long process, and if the primary process were a baseball game, we'd be in the top of the third inning. There's only been less than 25% of the delegates have decided. We'll go on to Super Tuesday and take it from there.
But after that, if he hasn't managed to reverse the Kerry juggernaut, Edwards may face some pressure to get out from Democrats like Leon Panetta, President Clinton's former chief of staff.
I think March 2nd, you've got 10 states. I think clearly if John Kerry carries the vast majority of those states, I think that's the point at which Democrats have to basically start coming together to mobilize and mobilize big time for a very tough November election.
But until then, says Jim Jordan, John Kerry's former campaign manager, the only pressure any candidates feel to leave the field is internal. For instance, they're out of money and are facing the possibility of going into personal debt. But Jordan says right now there is no external pressure on anyone to leave.
In the Democratic Party, it's largely mythology that there's some type of monolithic establishment calling shots and putting pressure on anybody to do anything. No, I don't think any candidate is yet under any pressure whatsoever to get out. You know, frankly, the John Kerry having a little opposition for the next couple of weeks isn't altogether a bad thing.
For Kerry, the longer the race goes on, the longer he continues to win primaries and generate headlines about his victories, the longer he avoids the beginning of a brutal general election campaign between himself and a well-financed incumbent president. As for the other candidates, Jordan says, they have different reasons to stay in.
Edwards obviously has a lot to benefit from continuing to raise his national profile, both in terms of the possibility of a vice presidential pick, but he's a young man with a big future ahead of him. It's not a bad thing for him to go into California and to New York and to Ohio and get local press coverage, coverage that's been almost uniformly fawning. That's a good thing for him. He doesn't want to stay in so long that he annoys Kerry or that he starts to look like a crackpot.
The fact that Edwards has run a relentlessly positive campaign makes that an unlikely possibility. As for Howard Dean, who has not shied away from attacking Kerry, the calculations are a little different. His attacks do not pose a problem for Kerry, according to Jordan.
He doesn't seem to be enormously relevant, and the danger for him is one of his legacy. He's done something truly remarkable and wonderful, magical almost, and it would be a shame to see him fritter away a legacy by staying in too long and seeming sort of out of control and detached from reality. On the other hand, he has a lot of people who love him an awful lot and hate to see this thing end.
With a traditional primary schedule, Democratic leaders might be worried about a long, drawn-out fight, but with the calendar so accelerated and the party already so unified against President Bush, there seems to be more benefit than danger for the Democrats if their race continues a little bit longer. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.